I'd like to welcome back to the Magic Morning Show. We got Brian from White Mountain Winery. How are we doing, sir?
I'm doing great, Gino. How are you this morning?
Excellent. Thank you so much for stopping on by. And I kind of want to set the scene first, Brian, before we get into what we're talking about. Obviously, we're talking about summertime now that we're in the season officially and all that. So let's picture somebody, and we have lots of visitors and locals alike, that kind of take a day, whether that be on the river, perhaps hiking through our wonderful trails, or just shopping around the North Conway Village, and it's a really hot day. And they need that refreshment. White Mountain Winery is the place to go because you guys have a little twist, not just wine, but there's wine slushies going on over there, aren't there?
That's right, Gino. We're doing wine slushies this year.
That's excellent.
We just started doing it in April, which was an odd time of year to start doing it, but been very popular. People are loving them. We try to do different flavors every week, two flavors every weekend, and people are loving them. They're fantastic. They're nice. They're refreshing. They're light. They're just great.
Absolutely. So get some ice cream down the road over at the Met, maybe, for the kids, and then they can walk over and get a wine slushie over at the White Mountain Winery, which is pretty outstanding.
Yes.
Yeah, it's excellent. And what kind of flavors? I mean, we're talking, you hear slushie, and you think, obviously, the cherries and the pineapples and all of that. What do you got going for you guys?
Just for example, last weekend we did our tropical lime, and we did our blueberry.
Okay.
I think this weekend we're going to be doing the white sangria and the sangria blush, the blush sangria, which tastes like a Capri Sun.
Yeah,
so
right.
If you can imagine that as a alcoholic slushy, you know, that's where we're going.
It's excellent. That's great for the summertime. People are here to relax. People are enjoying their vacations, especially with 4th of July coming up. What an outstanding place to be. That is the White Mountain Winery. And just in case people don't know, let's tell them where you're located again, because sometimes it's hard to find.
Yeah, it's people have a little bit of a difficult time finding us sometimes, but the easiest way we tell people to find us is Reporter Court, where Boston Brothers Pizza is. You just go down Reporter Court, right around Boston Brothers. We're on the right-hand side, on the back side. There's parking. It's easy to find us. And yeah,
it's a great experience walking into the White Mountain Winery too, because it's not just a wine store. You guys have the bar set up. There's always tastings going on. It's that friendly staff that welcomes you, and you guys are the experts when it comes to wine in the area, which is really important. And talking about the tastings and stuff, the dogs are there. Talk about that experience a little bit, because you guys, that really does set you apart from the rest.
So, I mean, first and foremost, when you walk through the door, you're greeted by our three adorable dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the mascots of the winery. They pull in all the people who love us and follow us on Facebook, and everybody, sometimes people just come back after they've been there earlier in the day just to love on the dogs, and then they go back to their hotel room. It's just everybody loves the dogs, and the dogs love doing their job.
Yep.
And then, you know, you step up to the bar and we'll glad to greet you and give you some samples of wine and, you know, help you have a good time and enjoy something for the evening.
Absolutely. And speaking of the dogs, one cool thing that you guys do, since it is your store and this is kind of the thing that you wanted to do, to give back, because you guys are animal lovers, when it comes to the tips that are given, when it comes to your guys' bar, you actually donate that to some of the humane societies out there to help them out.
We do. There's a few local area humane societies and organizations that we work with and we donate to. As of right now, just over 5.5 years, we have done a little over $23,000 in donations.
Incredible.
Yeah. And we do have more money to donate here shortly as well.
Excellent. That is awesome. And that is always great to give back. We team up with the Conway Area Humane Society and Harvest Hills and numerous others all the time. And it's nice to help out those animals. And when being animals, like Doc, Lucy, and Stella hanging out, might as well give back. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool. So here we are in summertime. What else can we expect? We got the slushies going on. Is there anything else that we should be aware of over at the White Mountain Winery?
Well, first of all, hopefully we can expect summer to actually get here.
Yeah, I know, it has its moments. It comes and
it
leaves.
It's
and
like it's here for a day and then it's gone for three. And it's like, you know, I really just want summer to get here. But
right.
Yeah, we definitely have some things that we're working on here coming up. I don't want to mention anything yet, because then if it doesn't happen, people might get upset.
Yeah. We don't hold anybody to anything.
But yeah, we keep an eye on us. You know, follow us on Facebook, our website, stuff like that. You know, definitely got some things in the works.
All right, very cool. So that's whitemountainwinery.com. You can also follow them on Facebook and make sure you stop on by this summer, especially on those hot days. Well, even if it's not a hot day, wine slushy is good in the rain. Who cares?
I agree.
You can take it at any time, and I stop by for all the flavors, and that's the cool thing too. You guys are changing up the flavors each week, so each time they stop on by, they can get a new one.
Yep.
That's the idea, right?
That's right.
Very cool. Make sure you stop by and see Brian and his staff again all summer long at the White Mountain Winery, whitemountainwinery.com. Brian, appreciate you coming in. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Gino, for having me.
It's the Magic Morning Show on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.